Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast. A person who just started listening to podcasts said to me yesterday, "Wow, you have a lot of them." Yes, they are once a week. It will be 3 years in January of 2024. So, you know, quick math, it's like 150 of them are up there. You can listen to whatever topic you have an interest in. I hope you have an interest, and I hope you're all learning something. Unlike the person who sent me the following message, I had a friend, a naturalist, comma, very good friend of mine. He had come down with some type of throat infection and tried to treat it with herbs and what not. Ended up in the hospital for 10 days. First of all, what's your question, Tom? And if you listen to the podcast that this was posted under, you missed the whole point of the podcast. So really the whole point is we're not allopathic herbalists here, which means it's not a pill for an ill. So if you adopt our way of thinking, or some sort of our way of thinking here at Herbs to Your Health, it's prevention. It's adopting a healthy lifestyle so you don't end up with anything. And P.S., there's always Silver Shield. Silver Shield kills 650 disease-causing microorganisms. So anything that causes an infection is a type of microorganism that we don't want in our body, a pathogen. Likely that Silver Shield will kill it. And just saying here, if you're going to send a message to me, I am very aware of grammar and punctuation, etc., etc. So, you know, spell check maybe. A question from an on again, off again customer. My doctor says to take vitamin D2, you say to take vitamin D3, who is correct? Okay, well, there is a huge difference between vitamins D3 and D2, and you should never take vitamin D2. Long time ago, maybe 25 years or so ago, a childhood friend's husband had prostate cancer. And she said the doctor told him to take vitamin D2. He had prostate cancer. Well, we didn't have anything with vitamin D2 in it. We had everything with vitamin D3 in it. So he wouldn't take anything. Okay, well, he passed away. I'm not saying it's because of the D3. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying everybody should take D3 all the time. A report published in the American Journal of Nutrition points out the very clear difference between vitamin D3 and vitamin D2. D2 is the vitamin D used in major preparations of prescriptions in North America. Vitamin D2 is not bioavailable equivalent of D3. Vitamin D2, this was their quote, if given in high enough doses, prevents rickets. However, the inefficiency of vitamin D2 compared with vitamin D3 is now well documented, and no successful clinical trials to date have shown that vitamin D2 prevents fractures. It goes on to state that vitamin D3 is a nutrient suitable for supplementation or fortification. Vitamin D, so D3 is good. D2 should not be regarded as a nutrient suitable for supplementation or fortification. There are several biological mechanisms that contribute to the superior absorbability and efficacy of vitamin D3. in the liver thanks to a particular hepatic enzyme. Vitamin D3 is more readily metabolized into a bioactive form of D that is easily converted to its hormone form in the kidneys. It takes much longer to make this hepatic conversion with vitamin D2. In fact, vitamins D2 and D3 are metabolized so differently that they result in the production of unique biologically active metabolites. It's clear to me that these forms of vitamin D3 are simply not the same. So why are most prescription supplements vitamin D2? Well, we kind of need to go back 100 years to find the answer to that. Back in the early 1920s, scientists discovered that exposing foods to ultraviolet light produced vitamin D2. Thus, the manufacturing of this vitamin was born, and the process was sold to what would become Big Pharma. Drug companies then produced and sold this medicinal form of vitamin D2 to the public and to doctors. Less than 10 years later, I should say fewer than 10 years later, in the 1930s, scientists noticed that vitamin D2 did not seem as effective in the treatment of rickets as the vitamin D3 in cod liver oil. Subsequent studies showed similar results, and not surprisingly, in 1949, the World Health Organization declared that the differences are minimal, but recent research clearly shows that they could not be more wrong. So when has the World Health Organization actually been right? I'm asking myself that. There's a popular prescription vitamin D2, and it has the following warning among others. Dosage levels must be individualized and great care exercised to prevent serious toxic effects. Seriously, why risk poisoning when there is a completely safe way to get all the vitamin D3 and not any of the vitamin D2 you need? So vitamin D3 actually helps improve balance and prevent falls. And it's very rejuvenating. So I'd say that's something to add to your grow old without aging protocol. vitamin D3 supplementation reduces infection, increases your immune function. So if you're vitamin D3 deficient, you have reduced immune function, possibly, most likely, and that can lead to viral infection. So if you take vitamin D3, you have a much lower risk of infection, whatever kind of infection it is. Vitamin D3 is one of the simplest solutions to wide-ranging health problems. Vitamin D is involved in the biochemical cellular machinery of all the cells and tissues in the body. When you're deficient, your entire body will end up struggling to operate optimally. Unfortunately, vitamin D3 deficiency is rampant. It fights infections of all kinds, including colds and flu. And it regulates the expression of genes that influence your immune system to attack and destroy bacteria and viruses. Optimizing your vitamin D3 levels should be at the top of your list. It has a vitamin D3 deficiency has been linked to an astonishingly diverse array of common chronic diseases, including cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, osteoporosis, macular degeneration, seizures, asthma, depression, migraines, schizophrenia, dementia, inflammatory bowel disease, cold and flu, diabetes, types 1 and 2, Crohn's disease, MS. I mean, there's just a ton of diseases. So let's please take enough vitamin D3. And I know the recommended daily allowance is very tiny. It's not coming to mind how much it is. Our vitamin D3 we have in the shop, we have two kinds, but I prefer the second kind, which is D3 with sea iodine. One little tiny capsule is 5,000 IUs, and you can take two or three a day to optimize your vitamin D3 levels and continue to take it. A person was referred to the shop and called to say she just wanted to know what she can take instead of diabetes drugs. I guess not too many people listen to the podcast. And maybe the AM radio is easier because I know you can still find at least one allopathic herbalist on AM radio. But for me, you know, AM radio was invented more than 100 years ago. So that ship sailed at least 50 years ago, maybe. For me, it was just 3 years ago. So I'm probably behind the curve too, but at least I got on the curve. But people still think in that mindset. So here you go. Science has confirmed that curcumin is as effective as 14 drugs. There have been over 12,000 published studies, and it is, it's remarkable, you know, that all these studies have concluded that it compares favorably to a number of conventional pharmaceutical drugs, including Lipitor. And this study was in 2008, so what's that, 15 years ago? It reduces inflammation and oxidative stress, and it, I mean, it doesn't so much reduce cholesterol as it like normalizes everything. It is comparable to corticosteroids or steroid medications. So instead of taking, it's probably because of its high anti-inflammatory capability. It down-regulates inflammatory genes. So I'd say take curcumin every day. Curcumin is as is good as or better than Prozac for depression. It's better than aspirin for a blood thinner. Sorry. I can't answer the door. I'm very sorry. Sorry. Somebody just tried to break in the door. it is as good as anti-inflammatory drugs, ibuprofen, and breast cancer drugs, tamoxifen, metformin is a really big one. Metformin is the diabetic drug. So curcumin, but you know, I hesitate to tell people to just take out your metformin and put in the curcumin, because what's the rest of your lifestyle look like? That's what we look at Herbs to Your Health. So if you get a consultation, we will look at your entire lifestyle and definitely not judge it. You know, we've all been there, and nobody needs to be perfect. We say the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time we do well, and 20% of the time eat whatever you want to. I would have to say that with positive thoughts, we want to keep those 100% of the time, or 99.999% of the time. That's one thing. We just cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought, because that attracts to us. So we will let's all keep our vibrations high and our thoughts positive. And pivot, you know, if you get into a bit of a negative loop, you catch it, you remind yourself what you're supposed to be doing, you interrupt the negative thought, you replace it with a positive thought. It's like either a pivot or a springboard, like a diving board, you're going to jump to higher levels. So this is another on again, off again customer. She called, she had a reaction to vitamin B3, which is niacin. She said, my whole body's on fire. What should I do? Should I go to the ER? I said, first of all, why are you just taking vitamin B3? Well, I called this vitamin company and I ordered all these separate. P.S. You could just come here where you used to come and where you used to have a lot of success and feel great. Okay, reinvent the wheel. So the thing about that is you take the B complex. If you want to take extra niacin, you take extra niacin. But we take the B complex, and then you can even take extra B12, methyl B12, the sublingual. It is not cherry flavored. It just is red. So we don't put any cherry flavors in our stuff here. Very pure stuff. You know, if you have radiant skin and thick, shiny hair and great fingernails, they're very attractive, but paying attention to their condition isn't just a matter of personal vanity. The appearance of your complexion, your hair, your nails can often provide important clues as to the overall state of your health and even indicate issues such as thyroid problems, anemia, hormonal imbalances, or pretty much what everyone has, nutrient deficiencies. If you suddenly develop dry, scaly skin, thinning hair, brittle nails, you know, you might look at what you've been taking recently. If you go to a dermatologist, I don't know of any who don't recommend vitamin B7, biotin. Biotin does not increase the volume of your hair. I think it's supposed to just prevent breakage or something like that. So if you're losing hair and you take biotin, it's probably not even going to help you. The B complex vitamins are all water soluble. They're known for their keratin production. Water soluble means they leave your body every single day. So that means we need to take our B complex vitamins every day. And vitamin C as well. It's also water soluble. Vitamin B5 is pantothenic acid. It protects the healthy skin barrier function that keeps out toxins, pollutants, and pathogens that can cause infections. It's also anti-inflammatory, allowing it to reduce redness, itching, and swelling. It helps to support speedy wound healing. And then, of course, the other B complex vitamins, B1, B2, they can all, if you have a deficiency, they all cause undernourished follicles, which can either slow hair growth or actually make it fall out. And if you notice your hair when it falls out, which I am acutely aware of, the follicle at the end, it seems like there isn't even one. So when it stops falling out and you find some hairs, you know, that have fallen out, it's normal to lose 50 to 100 hairs a day. And you see they all have good follicles on the ends of them. So it's not only deficiencies in B complex vitamins that contribute to poor health, it's shortfalls in vitamin C. and vitamin D3. So how do we avoid deficiencies? We take our supplements every single day. So the vitamin B3 that we have at the shop is NAD. It's niacinamide, and it does not cause any kind of flushing, you know, to make you feel like your body's on fire. It's, according to recent research, it enhances natural killer cells' ability to defeat blood cancer and other kinds of cancer as well. It helps your heart, it helps your eyes. So I say it's crucial for optimal health and longevity. Moving on, you know, I find it really curious that 3 years ago, or 3.5 years ago or so, the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccine, all of them, were approved for emergency use, but they never retraced their steps and conducted trials for safety or efficacy. And now there, I just read a blurb in an article that said something about a vaccine for 6-month-old babies and older, that it's approved for emergency use. Like, what's the emergency for a 6-month-old baby of catching COVID-19 or RSV? They have natural immunity, folks. If you don't believe that, well, I don't know what to tell you. So we had a pandemic then, we have a pandemic now of deficiency. It's the pan deficiency disease. It's a worldwide pandemic of nutritional deficiency. Right now I guess we can call it endemic, because it's like, it's here to stay. B12 deficiency, which is common in elderly people, can be mistaken for dementia and Alzheimer's. It's not taught on TV. Pharmaceutical companies won't tell you about it. Nobody's really talking about the pandemic of nutritional deficiency. It's like saying everything is fine and it's not. It's the rhinoceros in the living room. It's cheap, safe, and effective to take supplements with every meal. It's kind of negligence that we're not taught this. Clinical B12 deficiency looks almost exactly the same as Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So that sublingual methyl B12 is the best. It's not expensive. If you get a B12 shot, it's usually synthetic B12, so it's not well absorbed. It's right up there with vitamin D2. The smart money is on nutrition. Those who come to supplements are usually desperate. They, you know, have all their pharmaceuticals. They've been prescribed their drug treatments, not nutrition. If you expect to get nutritional advice from your doctor, it's like ordering chow mein at an Italian restaurant. Like a chiropractor who used to be on AM radio said, if you go in a candy store, you're going to come out with a bag of candy. Nice way of saying, if you go to your doctor, you're going to come out with a prescription, at least one. As I just said, it's safer if you take all the B's together and then you take extra B12, for instance. It's a good treatment for depression. If you want to get depressed, eat a lot of sugar or junk food, then wait 2 to 3 hours. So the fast cure for depression is to clean up your diet. And, you know, when you get in your late 60s, let's say, it's hard to change your habituated behavior. It's not impossible. It's not only possible, it's necessary. So you do that and then you take B vitamins. The problem with antidepressants is that they quit working after a while and you need more. You need to add other ones, which is very, very bad. I'd add vitamin C and probiotic 11 to that recipe as well. So also we can say fresh air and movement and meditation and organic plant-based foods. Drugs are harmful and dangerous. If you don't believe me, listen to the commercials. Pretty much I have zoned them out. But if you listen to them, yeah. One of the strangest things for me is the human condition, which is beliefs, habits, and people for whom supplements work quit taking them. I don't know what that is about. I say you should continue. I think maybe it's the allopathic medical model that, you know, you take an antibiotic, for instance, for 10 days and then you're cured. It's not like that with supplements. We have everything we need, including free will. If you fall off the wagon, get back on. I'd rather see you take your supplements 70% of the time if you do it for the rest of your life. So keep it simple. Get on your program. You'll feel better. Just heard of a longtime supplement taker who takes the weekend off. Okay, if that works for you, 5 out of 7 days, I don't do division that well or percentages in my head. But is that 70% of the time? It's close. Don't be like the young woman who looked at her supplements every single day and said, not today. Perhaps you like your illness, your depression, you're not feeling good. It's free will. If you don't think supplements will do you any good, then why don't you give it a try? There's two kinds of people, those who will try and those who won't. So I applaud the people who try. Young man in his 20s, Chris Wark, I think was his name, completely cured of cancer with supplements, including high dose vitamin C. Vitamin C is good for cells, but it's toxic to cancer cells. It gets into the cancer cell, and once inside, it's almost literally like a Trojan horse. So in cooperation with iron and copper, vitamin C generates hydrogen peroxide, which actually kills cancer cells. That doesn't happen in normal cells, just cancer cells. But cancer cells aren't normal, and that's why they're cancer cells. Vitamin C is selectively toxic to cancer cells. So I'd say it's the ideal chemotherapy because it's first of all, it's not chemo, vitotherapy, we'll call it, because it's killing cancer cells and not harming healthy cells. Not only is it not harming healthy cells, it's making them more healthy so the body can upgrade its innate immune system. Every human being has some cancer cells in their body. How come some people get it to develop? There must be something going on here. Nevertheless, vitamin C is going to nail the cancer cells and make the healthy cells more healthy, and that is exactly what we want. Recently, a customer brought it up to his oncologist who said, well, maybe, but it needs more research. No, it doesn't. We have decades of research now, studies in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. The National Institutes for Health has studies about vitamin C killing cancer cells paid for by the government. Next thing the oncologist is going to say, maybe, but vitamin C will interfere with chemotherapy because it's an antioxidant. You know, once a doctor uses vitamin C, he never goes back. Every surgeon, vitamin C is a surgeon's friend. It speeds healing, it closes the cut, it improves the outcome of the surgery. What's the worst thing that can happen post-surgery? Infection. Vitamin C and silver significantly reduce infection. The U.S. recommended daily allowance is less, I think it's 90 milligrams a day. It's woefully low. So let's do what works. Let's get started. If you can eat, you can take supplements. Your quality of life will improve. Just do it, as the Nike commercial used to say. It's, you know, when you wake up in the morning, the cells of your body have pressed the reset button. And if you don't reintroduce negative beliefs that you have about your body or whatever, as soon as you wake up, then you have a fresh start. We can do so much with our thoughts. I think we all can benefit from fierce determination to follow our inner guidance. It's not always easy, but if you have the courage to stand behind your convictions, you can bring about positive changes in your life and in your world. You know, you can thank your friends and associates for their interest and advice and tell them that you'll take it under consideration, but ultimately your decision must be based on what you feel is right. By following your inner guidance, I say it's the way to personal independence. When we feel we must go in a different direction from that of most people, it's likely that we will meet with resistance. But we're not here just to fit in. We're meant to discover our own desires and goals, our talents and abilities, and use them to do what is ours to accomplish. If we merely follow others, we may never find that combination of things that fulfills our desires and makes us feel useful in the world. When we trust our inner guidance, we will be led upon our perfect path to experience the life we were meant to have. And we co-create with the divine universe. We, as Oprah said once upon a time, we live our best lives while showing those around us the benefits of following inner guidance. I say not to worry about germs. That's what my inner guidance says. Because if you work on your immune system every single day, it is strong enough to recognize the pathogens, to eliminate the pathogens. Then we avoid carcinogens, pesticides, toxins, and chemicals in food, drinks, and skin and body care. Because let's face it, cancer remains the biggest pandemic the world has ever seen, and the numbers grow every day. I think my time is pretty much up. I wanted to talk about ginkgo biloba, which is a living fossil with life-extending properties. I came across a lovely study. Nothing we don't already know. It's just kind of reiterating what we already know. There's a thread of biological immortality woven into all living things. Things that, you know, we originated from a common ancestor like billions of years ago, 3.4 billion years ago. Ginkgo is the world's oldest living plant. It's known as a living fossil. Not only has it survived three mass extinction events over the past quarter of a billion years, but it was found to be the only surviving plant species near the epicenter of the August 6, 1945 atomic bomb blast in Hiroshima. In September 1945, the area around the blast center was examined and six ginkgo biloba trees were found standing. They budded shortly after the blast without major deformations and are still alive to this day. Some of them live to be over 1,000 years old. It confers longevity to those who consume the extracts of it. So ginkgo biloba extract, let's add that to our programs. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the positive comments. And enjoy the beautiful autumn weather we're having. Bye.